Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you guys are here, and I know the Lord Jesus Christ is even happier. So thank you for being here and for listening, for your obedience to Christ and just wanting to grow deeper in your wisdom and in the Word of God. So I'm excited that you guys are here. If you have been here from previous episodes, we are in this season, we are talking about grace, okay? All about grace and all of the different sides of it. And we're just diving deep into grace, period. And so with that being said, yesterday, I kind of left off on on the spiritual warfare aspect of grace. And so I kind of felt led to talk about it in this episode. And so we're going to be diving really deep. This is going to be some real interesting stuff here. So we're definitely going to need the Holy Spirit's guidance on this to just navigate us through this episode. And so let's go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, and we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord Jesus, that we would be reconciled to you. We thank you for the free gift of grace that you have offered us, Lord God, that is available to everybody, that anybody can come to know you, Lord Jesus. And so for those who are listening, Lord God, who don't know you or want to know you, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would use this podcast and that you would just use me, Lord Jesus, to be a vessel for you, that you would just lead them to come to know you, Lord God, so intimately and personally, and that they would just develop their own relationship with you, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord God, that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just have your way with this episode, Lord Jesus, and with all episodes moving forward, that you would just navigate it, Lord God, by your spirit and by you alone, Lord God. And I just pray that as we are getting deeper and deeper into the spiritual truths, Lord God, that your word is and that you are, that you would just silence the enemy, Lord God. By the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I cover this episode, Lord God, from any spiritual attack, anything that is trying to hinder or stop your word from going forth, Lord Jesus. Right now, by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke any of these demonic spirits, Lord God, and I repudiate all of these demonic spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just pray once again, Lord Jesus, that you would have your way with this episode and that you would reveal, Lord God, to your people the truths of the enemy, Lord God, and the spiritual attacks of the enemy, Lord God, and exactly how he operates, that we would have a better understanding, Lord Jesus, that we would be able to discern the attacks of the enemy and just be able to know when something is of you, when something is not of you, Lord Jesus. So just give us strong discernment, Lord God, and just use this episode to reach all of those who need to hear this word. But we love you, Jesus. I pray all of these things in your mighty, precious, holy name. Amen. Amen. All right. I had to definitely cover this episode in prayer as we're starting to get deeper into spiritual truths once again, which is talking about spiritual warfare and the enemy. And I know this is something that he does not want to go forward. And so, yeah, so we're going to get really into it. So once again, we have been talking about grace in the previous episodes, and this is what this season is going to be about. It's going to be about all aspects of grace, and so if it's going to be about all aspects of grace, we also have to talk about the different attacks that come with giving and extending grace, right? So let's look at the life of Christ. When Jesus was dying, and when he was crucified on the cross, right, he was being attacked by the enemy, right? Not even just the enemy through just not through Satan directly, right? We know the enemy was also trying to distract him, and he was trying to tempt him in the wilderness and all of these different things leading up to the crucifixion. But even in the crucifixion, while the crucifixion was taking place, we know that the battle is not between flesh and blood, right? So it's between these demonic principalities in this dark world. And so as people, as the Lord's people, his own people were crucifying him, there was a demonic spirit that was operating through these people to crucify Jesus Christ, right? And they wanted to put an end to Christ. They wanted to bring him down and discourage him while he was suffering, because that was going to lead to him offering and extending us grace, that we would be reconciled to Jesus Christ, that we would be reconciled and have a relationship with the Father, right? So when we are offering and extending grace, right, we are like Christ, okay? And because we are doing something that is Christ-like, once again, extending grace to another individual, there is always going to be attack that comes with grace, okay? So once again, a servant is not greater than his master, so we are not greater than Christ. If Christ was crucified while dying in order to give us grace, we too will also be attacked in certain ways when we are leading up to giving grace, when we are extending grace to somebody, and even after, there is a lot of different things that we will face with just being Christ-like, which once again is extending grace to individuals who have sinned against us, who have done us wrong, right? So this is the reason why it's so important to understand that, because so the enemy is so strategic, just as God is very strategic. The enemy, he's smart, okay? There are familiar spirits who will study us and who know us, and they watch us, right? These monitoring spirits who will watch us to keep an eye on the things that we are doing, and they want to hinder us and keep us stagnant in our walk with Christ. So a lot of the times we're experiencing different levels of attack, and there are some who are babes in the faith, right? They're newer in their faith, and so they don't have an understanding of, you know, this is an attack, or oh, this is God, or they don't know, right? So there's not a certain level of discernment there, right? And so this is why it's so important that we talk about these things, and that there is, you know, a place where we can actually hear about these things, because I don't want to say this either, but even in churches these days, you know, spiritual warfare isn't really talked about as much as it should be talked about, because we are in a constant battle with the enemy when we are walking with Christ. And there's a lot of things that I think people don't really have an understanding on. So yeah, we're going to get deeper into it here on this podcast. And this podcast is going to get deep into the Word of God, and just in general, just the deep spiritual truths that are right before our eyes every day, but we are just blind to it. So yeah, we're going to get deep into it. And one thing that we have to discern is what God's voice sounds like and what the enemy's voice sounds like. And so yeah, so just as the Lord is very strategic, the enemy is also very, very strategic. And so the enemy also, he knows exactly what God's voice sounds like. And so a lot of the times the enemy will come as an angel of light, appearing to be so innocent in something, but inwardly he's a ravenous wolf, right? Who is seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. He's seeking to devour any single person that he possibly can, right? And so when the Lord is doing an intricate work within us, right? When somebody has sinned against us and the Lord is leading us to, he is healing us from the inside out, right? And he is leading us to ultimately forgive somebody else, right? The enemy sees that, okay? He will see the work that is being done within us, and he'll even see that the Lord is giving us a new heart, and that God is inwardly changing us and creating us to be more like him, where the enemy will try to attack. And so what the attacks will usually look like is the enemy will try to remind you of the past, and he will try to remind you of, oh, this person, they did this to you. Don't forget that this person stabbed you in the back. Don't forget this and that. You know, this person, they're gonna do it again. You gotta be careful. And he's gonna sound like he is coming from a place of caring for you, right? Where he's trying to tell you like, oh, like, you know, you're going to get hurt again. I'm just trying to protect you. Like if you forgive this person, you are putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be hurt again, or you're putting yourself in a situation where this person is going to sin against you again, and they're going to wrong you again. They're just going to continue to do what they were doing to you, right? And so the enemy, he's smart, okay? Because once he puts these thoughts within us, right? He's feeding into our flesh. And when we are receiving these things, and when we are coming into agreement with these thoughts that the enemy is trying to place in our mind, we are slowly abandoning God's will to forgive. And even in something as small and simple as this, we are coming into agreement with the enemy, okay? The moment that we are coming into agreement with unforgiveness, we are coming into agreement with the enemy, okay? And once again, like I said yesterday, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, I definitely recommend that you do, because there is a season. There is a time and season for everything. So again, there is a time and a season, even for grace. Okay, so even if you are not in the season for grace, but you are leading up to it, this is a season, right? When we are leading up to that season of grace, this is a season where the warfare is intensified. Okay, like I said, the enemy will come right before, he wants to come and attack right before. So usually when we are on the verge of breakthrough, any type of breakthrough in our lives, this is when the warfare increases, right? Because the enemy doesn't want us to reach what Christ has for us. So in the same way, when we are about to extend grace to another individual who has wronged us, there is going to be attack there, where once again, the enemy is going to tell us that, you know, this person, they did this. Let me remind you of what they did. Let me remind you of all of the different hurts. Because if I remind you of all of these different things, you'll give into your flesh and you will not forgive this person. Okay. And there is a danger. There is a big danger in not extending grace to somebody else. Okay. All right, let's look at some scripture. So Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Okay? So this is the reason why the enemy is so big on unforgiveness. Okay? Because he knows that if he can instill these thoughts and these feelings within you, and he can get you to come into agreement with unforgiveness, with not forgiving somebody else, he knows that that the Father will not forgive you, okay, and that this ultimately will lead to a life apart from the Lord, okay, which is hell. And I'm not going to say that, you know, if somebody is not forgiving somebody else, that you're going to go to hell. No, but what I'm saying is that those who know Christ and are truly walking with Christ and have truly been forgiven by God, they have an understanding of grace where they are going to offer grace to others, because they have an understanding of sin. They have an understanding of their own sin, that they have sinned against God, right? They have sinned against a holy God. And so they're also going to understand, well, if people sinned against Jesus, who was a perfect holy man, right? They're going to sin against me, who is a sinner. Like, you know, we once again are not greater than our master. Okay. So if we've sinned against a holy God and you expect to be any different, then this is where there is danger. Okay. Because we live in, once again, a fallen world. Another point that I wanted to mention is that everything that God has created and that he has used for our good, the enemy will use for his own demonic will and agenda. He will put his own demonic twist on things, right? And so when we are experiencing a season of trial and of pain due to like somebody else's sin and we have been backstabbed or whatever that is, right? When we are in that season, a lot of the times our emotions are very, very fresh, okay? And the enemy, there are monitoring spirits, right, who are watching us, right? And so the emotions that God has blessed us with for community, for us to have fellowship and to connect with one another, right? We connect through our emotions, right? The enemy uses our emotions for his own plan, for his own will and agenda. It's the same thing. Every single plan that God has for our lives, the enemy has his own plan with the same things that God is using for good. The enemy will try to use for evil. Okay. So even our emotions, the enemy will try to use those emotions to feed into our emotions and to get us to come into agreement with unforgiveness. Okay. And operating out of the spirit of unforgiveness. And God, once again, our emotions, though our emotions are true and they're real, right? He actually uses our emotions to bring us closer together with community and other people, that we would be Christ-like to one another, okay? By having community and supporting one another in these times of trial, the enemy will try to feed into these emotions that we would once again not forgive those who have trespassed against us, okay? So we have to exercise, you know, the Lord has given us a spirit of power, love, a sound mind, the fruits of the Spirit. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We are supposed to exercise self-control because this is of God. So even though our emotions are real and they're fresh in these times of betrayal, we are even then supposed to exercise self-control, where we are supposed to, you know, okay, well, these are the true and genuine feelings that I am feeling right now, but how can I steward these emotions that God has allowed me to have, right? Because God is still in control of all things. How can I steward even these emotions that God has given me and that I'm currently experiencing to glorify God and to use for goodness, to once again, to glorify God? How can I steward over these emotions? Okay. So yeah, it all connects. It's crazy to like step back and see how all of these things connect and to see God's will versus the enemy's will. This is what I mean by it is a very constant, real spiritual battle that even in something as simple as our emotions, the enemy will try to use for his agenda, and our emotions, God uses it to once again bring us fellowship and community, and that we would be joined together in fellowship and we would be joined together in his name. It's just insane. Anyways, let's go back to the whole topic of this episode, okay? Which is the spiritual warfare, right, that is behind grace, okay? We need to, once again, if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, you definitely should, because this one and yesterday's, they connect a lot. The Lord is very strategic with these episodes. I'm starting to see once again how he is bringing all of these things together. But yeah, so there is a time and a season for grace to be given. And in the season where we are about to, where the Lord has done a work within us, right? And he's done a work within our hearts, and we are about to extend grace to somebody else, there is always warfare. There is always warfare. The enemy is always going to attack right before we are reaching that breakthrough, right before we are about to extend grace, right? The enemy will attack us in this way, okay? Where again, he's going to try to remind us of the things that that the Lord has already healed us from. Similarly, when we are saved, the enemy tries to remind us of our past, right? It's the same thing. When we are about to offer grace to somebody else, he's going to try to remind us of what they have done against us and the different sins that and the different harm that we have gone through in the past and all of these different things. And once again, the enemy will also tell us that he's going to come as an angel of light, right? So trying to tell us that, you know, it's for your own protection that you don't forgive this person because they're going to do it again. They're going to hurt you again and all of these different things, right? And we have to remember that the Lord is the one that protects us, okay? When we are actually doing the will of the Lord, we are protected, okay? Versus when we are choosing to protect ourselves, right? So the enemy, he will instill a spirit of pride within people, right? And so the spirit of pride, you become your own God in a sense, right? You're taking control of your own life. You don't need God because you do it yourself. So if you also come into agreement with the enemy and the spirit of unforgiveness, right? You are allowing the enemy to also instill a spirit of pride within you, where you are allowing him to tell you that you're your own God. You're going to protect yourself. God isn't going to do it. You can do it. Protect yourself. Just cut this person out of your life. You don't need them. Okay? This is the enemy. What I'm telling you, he is so strategic. He really, really is. He has studied humanity since the beginning of time. Okay, so he knows exactly what he needs to do to deceive us, right? So yeah, I pray that this blesses you guys. This was very very deep, very intense. I definitely felt, I'm not gonna lie, I definitely felt through this podcast the entire time that the enemy was trying to keep me from speaking certain things and from saying certain things. I actually had to pause it a couple times to go back into prayer, because I was like, you know what, no, this word is gonna come out. You know, like, this is something that the Lord has ordained, and this is God's word, and it needs to be said, because this is something that is not just for me, this is going to be for other people. And so, yeah, I pray that you have, if you got this far in this podcast, I thank you for listening, as I literally went through a battle for you to hear this. So I pray that this blesses you, and I look forward to the next time that the Lord releases me to speak to you guys. But I love you all with the love of Christ. Bye. God bless.